The only suspect in the case of Anna Yanatova, a 9-year-old girl who disappeared 5 months ago and was found murdered last week, has died in hospital after a suicide attempt in his prison cell, apparently bringing an end to a case that has shocked the public. The suspect, 41-year-old Otokar Tomek, maintained his innocence throughout the investigation. For more on the story, I'm joined in the studio by Christian Falvey. So, Christian, what exactly happened in the case?
Hi, yes. The suspect who the police arrested last week apparently attempted to hang himself on Monday using a pair of sweatpants tied to a toilet cistern. Despite being under increased supervision and despite the fact he was sharing a cell with another prisoner, at first it seemed he'd been saved. When the prison guard found him in his cell at 3 o'clock in the morning, but he was reported to be in critical condition on Tuesday, and shortly before 9 o'clock Wednesday morning, the military hospital where he had been transferred reported that he had in the end succumbed to brain swelling and died. Police have ruled out anything other than suicide, saying that the suspect's cellmate was a normal prisoner and had nothing to do with the death. Otokar Tomek also did, in fact, leave a suicide note, the contents of which haven't been made public, at least yet. The police have said that he does not admit to the crime in the note or to any other crime. He was actually awaiting a court decision on whether charges could be brought against him at the time of his suicide.
And so where does the case go from here? Is it all over?
Well, the deceased suspect has always been the only suspect in the case. So as far as the investigation into his role in the child's murder and apparent rape is concerned, it's over. Obviously, you can't bring a dead man to trial. On the other hand, though, the investigators have already requested expert analyses of the evidence in the case, analyses of DNA evidence and probably DNA evidence in the autopsy report, fingerprints reportedly found near the grave, and whatever else may be available to them. And they're going to get those reports, which will either point solely to Otokar Tomek or to someone else's involvement. In the former situation, the case will be closed. In the latter, analyses could show that he was actually wrongly accused. It's important to note that no direct evidence has been found, or at least publicized by the police, in this case. And once already a court freed the suspect from police custody because of a lack of evidence. So it's still possible that someone else could be charged further down the road. And the case will develop from here, depending on the results of the expert analyses.
And the case has been quite shocking for the Czech public, and people want to see justice served. Is the prison service likely to come in under heavy criticism for allowing the suspect to kill himself in jail and in custody? Was there anything they could have done to prevent it?
The prison service is adamant that they couldn't have done anything more. Cameras, for example, are not allowed in prison cells due to privacy laws, and the police say that they did have the suspect under increased surveillance in his holding cell. But apparently they were warned, they were also warned by experts and the suspect's own psychologist that he would be likely to commit suicide if pushed into a corner. He was also a jailbird. He had no crime record of child abuse, and in fact he had a daughter that was the same age as the victim. But the psychological details published about the man were rather damning, saying he was a psychopath. And he was no stranger to prison life, having been incarcerated some half a dozen times for lesser crimes and even escaping once. But I'm sure the police will be quite heavily criticized because, as you say, the public has been following this case very closely for 5 months. And I think I can say every parent in the country can imagine the pain of the victim's family. And at this point, it was starting to seem that the police had their man and the full truth would eventually come to light. And that may now never happen.
Okay, thanks Christian there for the latest news on that case, which has shocked the Czech public.